Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Life is a workout. And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And we welcome you into the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Yancey, Chuck, Gary in studio. We'll have, here's what we have on tap for you today. We're going to talk a little bit about the SEC as a whole with guest Jake Wimberly coming up at around 10 minutes after 6. We'll do our text messages. We've got your injury report. And in the big roundtable in the 6:30 portion of the show, much like every other sports talk show, Yancey had the idea of let's talk schedule and go on. And then everybody seemingly wants to do that today, right?
Seems like everybody's mustering up something here before two-a-days start. What do they call it now? It's not two-a-days anymore. What's the name for it?
Just preseason camp.
Camp.
Yeah.
So we'll do all of that. Again, 662-426-1093. 662-426-1093 to get in and be a part of the program today. Then we'll do our Ole Miss and SEC news, Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment, the good, bad, and ugly, before we're done. For South Farm Credit, they specialize in financing structures for all types of land loans. If you're looking to refinance the large tract, purchase some land for whether it's recreational use or investing for the future, let First South help. FirstSouthFarmCredit.com.
Yeah, man, I guess we start off with the somber news there of Ole Miss losing one of its football players and Corey Adams there, Chucky and Gary, and maybe a couple more injuries to other players. We don't think it's severe with them, but you know, just prayers and wishes out to Corey's family. It was just awful.
So useless. I mean, so, you know, we understand some kind of party up in Memphis, and apparently there were a lot of Ole Miss football players there.
Yeah.
Not just the ones that got injured or shot or fatally shot like Corey was. Just a waste of a good young life. I mean, everything I can gather on Corey Adams, he's a good kid. You know, he's up here as a freshman, went through spring ball. We didn't get to watch spring ball enough for me to really notice him, but wore number 91, and I could tell he had a great frame to build on and seemed to be enthusiastic, and just a shame, just a terrible shame. And God bless his family and condolences to all of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just think about mom and all the family and getting out of New Orleans. You're like, okay, we got him in a safe community now in Oxford and going to go get a college education and maybe one day play in the NFL. And then that news, right? And Gary, you said you read some more details on it that I haven't read. It was a pool party?
According to some of the reports with the Shelby County Sheriff's Department and things, that it could have been a weekend pool party. The story listed a rifle and a handgun. I don't know. All the details would continue to come out, and that there was at some point around 100 people at the party.
Didn't the story report maybe there were 60 or 40 shells or something?
40 like shells.
40. Wow. Yeah. That must have
40
been
40 rounds of different guns of some
something
kind.
Like that. Yeah. Just, I mean, well, can you imagine?
Apparently there's a trend out there of young people renting these Airbnb homes, real nice homes with swimming pools and stuff, and then having parties in them, which is against Airbnb rules, but they're doing it anyway. I don't know. Maybe that's baloney. I don't know.
But, you know, just having a pool party in July, hot, and then all of a sudden that happens. Just, yeah, really sad.
And as there have been multiple that have mentioned things on text messages, but one just senseless, when culture goes off the rails, it can get ugly real quick. Could have been any one of us in a different setting, anywhere, anytime. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
Absolutely the truth.
Sure.
All right, let's get your five things, Yancey, brought to us by Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham operates 9 of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought obviously goes to Corey Adams' family, and the thought of losing your kid to a tragedy like this is simply heartbreaking. I can't imagine what their family is going through right now. My prayers are with you. Thought number two, when you look back at the pitching staff that was signed during the COVID years, 2021 classes, it was not as bad after all as what it seemed to be these last couple years. Let's go through the list. Braden Jones, Patrick Galley, Hunter Elliott, Mason Morris, Connor Spencer, Mason Nichols, Sam Tukian, Riley Mattis, JT Quinn, and Grayson Sanye were all drafted. That's 10 pitchers, Chucky. Thought number three, speaking of pitching, it was tough losing Grant Richardson and especially Will McClausen to the draft. But I predict next year's weekend rotation of who I will believe will go Hunter Elliott, Kay Townsend, and San Diego State transfer Mark Sicily is going to go down as one of Ole Miss's best in many seasons. Thought number four, two defensive backs that I hear that have really emerged this summer are Arkansas defensive back Jalen Bratson and South Alabama defensive back transfer Ricky Fletcher. I hear those two have a chance to be difference makers. And the last thought of the day, while I share the same feelings that Ole Miss needs to pick up some in the 26 football recruiting class, I love what they've done with the defensive back group in this class. Commitments from the nation's number 9 safety, Craig Tuitt, last week gives Ole Miss 4 blue chip defensive backs in the 26 class.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of 5-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Ortho is now part of Mississippi Sports Medicine, uniting the best orthopedic doctors in the state under one trusted name. You get the same faces you know, same local care you can count on. Now stronger together as the official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. We bring that same trusted, high-level care to every clinic, every town, and every patient we serve. This is more than a new name. It's a commitment to Mississippi communities, every town, every patient, every step of the way. Mississippi Sports Medicine, rooted here, built to serve.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
You can continue to get those text messages in at 662-426-1093. 662-426-1093. We'll get you some Rebel injury report. We'll take a look at a lot of other things, including our own thoughts of the Ole Miss schedule and things coming up. Now, though, to get some SEC football talk, joining us is Jake Wimberly. Welcome to the show.
Guys, thanks for having me. How are you?
You bet, Jake. Jake Wimberly is with ESPN's Afternoon Drive on 105.9. Is that correct, Jake? I'm going off the top of my head here.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 105.9 in Jackson.
Yeah, down in Jackson. And he's got a good overview of, you know, the state of Mississippi and also the SEC. And so I guess we'll lead into this, Jake. Where do you see Ole Miss fitting in the big pie in the SEC?
You know, it's interesting. We were talking about it just as I got off air today. Circa Sports, and look, I'm not I'm a sports gamer. I don't you know push that on anybody. I love to look at Vegas because I think Vegas you know gives you a good kind of a good read on what's going on. But when you look at like teams to make the college football playoff, the Circa Sports, or depending on whatever shop you go to, it's Georgia, or it's Texas, Georgia, and then Alabama. And then, you know, you've got another group in there. It's LSU. It's Ole Miss. You throw in Tennessee, and not necessarily any more, Texas A&M, Florida, South Carolina. You know, I think you can throw Auburn and Oklahoma in there, and we'll talk about those teams too. I think what Lane Kiffin has done is moved Ole Miss, into a different level of the Southeastern Conference. I've said this before. I think I told you and Rob Brown when I was on his show a few weeks ago, is this is the biggest divide I've ever seen between Mississippi State and Ole Miss, and it's not even close. Where Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin is versus where Jeff Lebby finds himself in Starkville. But, you know, when you look at Ole Miss, this is a team that's going to be right there, I think, in October, November. They're going to be in that conversation for one of those playoff spots. And the question is, can they win the games they're supposed to win and then maybe grab one that they shouldn't win? And look, I know this is common knowledge. You can't go lose a game at Kentucky week two. Can't let Arkansas come in there and take one from you. Ole Miss is going to be favored in a lot of football games. They got to take care of business this year, and if they can do that, I think they'll be right there in that picture come November.
What, Jake? What's the infatuation this year with Alabama? I just don't see
it. New quarterback.
I mean, well, Milroe's gone, and he was kind of the leader of the team, wasn't he?
I've asked the same, and I mean to step on you there, I've asked the same question, guys, I'm not buying Alabama. Now, when I say I'm not buying Alabama, I think this is a nice football team. I think it's a team that can win 8, maybe 9 football games. But, just listen to Kalen DeBoer last week at SEC Media Day. And, when he was talking about his quarterback situation, he was saying things about, the guy that is supposed to get the job there. He's saying, hey, look, he's a nice quarterback. He throws a catchable ball. He's a great locker room guy. That's not what you like to hear a coach talk about a quarterback. So, if they get the quarterback situation figured out, then yes, this team has a chance to be pretty darn good. But I'm with you. I'm not buying Alabama this year.
You look at Georgia and their quarterback transfers to Miami. Beck was just I'd give him like a 6 on a grade of 10 last year, Chucky. The defense we know under Kirby is going to be superb, but is it just like when Saban was at Alabama, you just automatically assume Georgia is going to be Georgia?
I think there is some of that, but I do caution with Georgia, as you would have said. I mean, defense is going to be good, really good. It'll be one of the better units in the country. You know, I think again, there were some times where they kind of fell flat last year, but then you got to look at Gunnar Stockton is how good can he be? They feel real good about the wide receivers that they have. You know, but this offense did not hum the way it did, you know, previously, especially losing guys like Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers off to the NFL. So, you know, Georgia gets, you know, again, one of the tougher schedules that we've seen in the Southeast Conference over the last 2 years. They do get the lion's share of the tough games at home. They'll play Texas, Ole Miss, and Alabama all in Athens where they play extremely well. So, you know, I think this is why you've seen the media at SEC Media Days last week put them as the number two team in the SEC. But, you know, Georgia, I mean, again, very good, but they just can't roll the hat out there. They got to go get it.
Which of these teams would you say Ole Miss better be really ready for that they may be favored in? Like, I'm looking at Oklahoma because they're there, and they got, the Mateer kid from, Washington State?
Yeah.
Quarterback in form. I think that could be a roadblock if Ole Miss is not careful. What are your opinion?
Now, I really do like Oklahoma. Now, I don't mean I like them in this matchup, but I do like Oklahoma and what Brent Venables has put together. I mean, last year was just one of those years where things just did not work out. I mean, when you look offensively 2 years ago, Brent Venables with Dylan Gabriel, I mean, they were averaging somewhere around 30 to 35 points a game. They won 10 ball games in their last year, the Big 12. Dylan Gabriel goes on to Oregon, and then, of course, they bring in, you know, Jackson Arnold, and he was supposedly going to be the guy. Well, that wide receiver room was decimated with injuries last year. They had five new offensive line starters, and they just could not even get off the bus offensively. I think this year, Venables knows how important of a year this is for him. You have to think the Texas success is pressure on him indirectly at that school in Norman. So he goes out and he gets John Mateer, as you said, from Washington State, and they want him to be what Cam Ward was to Miami coming from Washington State, which is a high-end player. A lot of people feel like he could be, you know, a very, very good quarterback. They bring a running back in from Cal. They expect to be, you know, to kind of chair that running back room. And then, of course, they go out and get some playmakers. So I'm with you. I do like Oklahoma. Now, you know, but again, their schedule is extremely, extremely tough. You know, and also, I'll be honest with you, now I know Miss isn't playing Auburn, but I like Auburn, too, this year. I like Hugh Freeze to have a bounce back of sorts. Jackson Arnold, they put some weapons around him. So, you know, if I had two teams that I would say, you know, watch out in the SEC if they're on their schedule, I'd say it was Auburn and Oklahoma this year.
Yeah, I love Florida. I like what they've done defensively. I like that quarterback a lot. I don't think he's a pro quarterback, but I think he's a heck of a college quarterback. And I like what they got going on at Florida, which is going to be one heck of a matchup at Ole Miss on November the 15th. You know, Ole Miss fans are going to have nightmares about Kentucky for the rest of their life. What is Kentucky? And, you know, they ended up being a really bad team. Do you expect them to be better or on par or worse than they were last season?
It just feels like the thing has slid away from Mark Stoops up there. And, you know, I've got them pegged with my analytics that I do. You can shameless plug, find that at cfbhourglass.com. We've got stuff on every SEC team out there. We've got records predicted and kind of how we feel about, you know, at least what we see. Kentucky, I see them sliding again this year. I think Vegas has their win total at 4.5. For whatever reason, Mark Stoops has not been able to find an offensive identity since Will Levis left there, and I'm not sure how great that was even when Levis was a quarterback there. I know that they came to Ole Miss, and Ole Miss beat them several years, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. But I feel like you'd have to think this is one of those games Lane Kiffin has circled and said, hey, hell or high water, excuse my French, we're not going to Kentucky and losing a football game this year. And I look for Ole Miss to go up there and absolutely destroy Kentucky this year. I think Lane Kiffin knows that, hey, look, we've got some games early. On the road to Kentucky, you come home, you're going to be favored against Arkansas and Tulane. You'll take their best shot, but I think Kiffin understands and Ole Miss understands how pivotal that three-game stretch is if you want to meet your goals of being in the conversation for the playoff in November.
I think another game that he's going to have an edge for is that LSU game. And LSU is an interesting team to watch because they lose both of those tackles that allow the fewest amount of sacks in Power 5 football last year. Their defense just has not been the same since Bo Davis left there and went to Texas. What do you see from LSU?
Yeah, and, you know, I believe the home team in this Ole Miss-LSU rivalry the last 5 years has won, so that bodes well for Ole Miss with it back in Oxford this year. Look, they've got talent. We know they've got talent, but I agree with you defensively that they do not or have not played the same brand of LSU defense that we, I think, all in the South, especially living in the state of Mississippi, have, you know, been accustomed to seeing them play. Now, I think Garrett Nussmeier is going to be one of the better quarterbacks in the country. I think Vegas would tell you that. He's second or third, depending on the list you look at for the Heisman this year. They've got some receivers. I think they all are going to be sub 4.4 guys, so they got speed. It's just going to come down to, you know, can LSU make plays in the run game, something that they have lacked. You know, obviously with Jaden Daniels, they were able to do that with him at quarterback. Can they make plays in the run game, and can their defense get off the field on third down? And that's been a big point of contention for Brian Kelly. And, you know, we were asked on air, oddly, by a listener today about Kiffin versus Brian Kelly and, you know, kind of which program maybe is ahead of the other. And, I think, go ahead.
No, we're running up against a break here. We got about 30 seconds, but you can finish up real quick.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, Brian Kelly's got a lot to prove this year. It's a big year for LSU.
Thank you so much, Jake. We really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
That part of the show brought to you by the Faris Group, our partner in retirement. You can call their office number 601-607-4141. Over 20 years experience and a proven track record for your free consultation.
Can you imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings? Paxton Faris and the Faris Group have over 20 years and a proven process, working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Faris Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Faris Group, farisgroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Faris Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Time for the text message portion of the show. Yeah, easy for me to say. And it's brought to you by Ken and Cleary McGraw, ccmoxford.com. We've got your Rebel injury report coming up as well. First things first, when does camp start here in the month of July?
Well, they report the 29th, but you know, you can start 30 days before the first game. So first practice, I'm assuming, is July the 30th, which is next week.
Yeah,
I mean, it's 22nd tomorrow. Yeah. And then, so they report a week from tomorrow, which is Tuesday. So I guess Wednesday week will be their first practice.
I mean, it's more than ever. Used to, it was just how much did they develop from year one to two to three to four, right? You've got, 60 new players on the roster?
I don't think it's that many, but it's 40-something.
Yeah, I mean.
Key players.
Yeah, I mean, it's brand new. And, heck, we went through
every year.
The guys that did not go through spring drills for you to get a look at them then. So, it's a lot to learn.
Absolutely.
A couple of roster questions. What running back returns that had playing time last season?
Dominique Thomas was the main one that you would say got the most of returning. But Logan Diggs got well enough to play in the bowl game. So we saw a little bit of him in the bowl game.
And I think hindsight's 20/20, but if they would have just gone with Dominique after Parrish's injury, you know, they might have made the playoffs. I don't know.
With Bentley.
Yeah, well, I know Bentley should have been playing, but whatever happened between there and, you know, you go into the Florida game playing, I don't even want to remember his name, not because I got anything against him, Davis, but just, you know, that did not work out.
And then the kicking situation for the Rebels.
Well, obviously got a transfer in Lucas Carnero from Western Kentucky, a junior, one of the top-ranked place kickers in the country a year ago. They expect a lot out of him and got him for 2 years, most likely. And then they imported a punter from Australia, Sydney, Australia, Oscar Bird, another one of them big punters, 6'4". Guy.
I like that. Isn't he like 23 years old?
I think
something?
He's older, yeah.
Yeah.
21, maybe.
Can't we move the Australian Kicking Academy over here?
Might as well.
Into America, as many as there are in college.
I know. It kind of takes away from the American punters. You know, you kind of feel bad for these high schoolers around here, but you want to be as good as you can be. So
yeah.
It's just part of it, the competition.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I don't feel bad for him. Get out there and kick better.
No, I'm saying bring the coach over here.
Yeah.
teach everybody.
Yeah.
Teach everybody. 426-1093 is the way to text message and be a part of the program. Again, Cannon Cleary McGraw, ccmoxford.com. Do we have any injuries? The Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Group, the official orthopedic team of physicians at Ole Miss, they've been around the Oxford community for 27 years. We've talked about, you know, they're combining, they're doing big things. Here's a number, 662-513-2000, to schedule an appointment or oxfordortho.com.
Well, yeah. On the rumor mill is four players that were grazed by bullets at the party.
Do we feel comfortable saying it was grazed, none were directly hit by the bullets?
Well, I heard today, and this may not be true, that one of them got hit in the shin.
Yeah.
And had his leg wrapped up today. Some people saw him out in the community with his leg wrapped up. So I don't know the severity of any of them, but
can we say any of those names? Or
I don't know them for sure.
Okay,
I mean we heard T.J. Banks,
right?
M.J. Preston.
M.J. Preston.
But I haven't been able to verify any of them.
And I mean DB's the last place at T.J.
Yeah,
but I heard. I mean, whatever fine means that they were fine.
Yeah.
I don't know if – I mean, obviously your life is much more important than being injured for football purposes, but I just heard they were fine. I don't know. You keep your fingers crossed, though, because T.J. Banks is a key part of that secondary.
Well, fine could just mean alive, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Get involved in a shooting.
Exactly.
My God.
Exactly.
That's so sad.
And then Jalen Braxton that I spoke about earlier from Arkansas, you spoke about earlier, they felt like he was about 90% back, you said, or something like that. But I'm hearing, like I said before, difference makers, that Jalen is really, really standing out. That comes from his peers on the team.
Excellent. Good. I'm going to take the last minute and a half here to do the SEC and Ole Miss news, so we'll have a little more time at the end. Ole Miss football had four players to the preseason All-SEC team voted on by the media on Friday. The kicker we were just talking about, Lucas Carnero as second team, junior linebacker Centurion Perkins on the second team, defensive tackle Xavion Harris to the third team, and junior linebacker Princewell Umanumelen on the third team.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how Centurion was not a first-team selection, A, and a couple of these receivers that they got out of the portal, how they weren't on any of the teams.
I'm surprised Princewell surfaced there.
Yeah.
He didn't have great stats in Nebraska, did he? No, he didn't.
So that, I think 23 tackles. So I was a little surprised, like I was, Centurion didn't make first team. Princewell as well for me. But, you know, these receivers they picked up out of the portal, especially the Oklahoma State and Penn State receivers, are the real deal.
Well, with Perkins, you have to understand in Perkins – That's the most prized position on defenses that rush in, and sure. Everybody's
got good.
She can
put him in linebacker too.
Everybody's got good. He doesn't play linebacker. He doesn't play linebacker. So why would you put him at linebacker? I mean, that's a fallacy of the fans that he belongs at linebacker. He hadn't played a down at linebacker, has he?
Well, I mean, you know, it's called that jack linebacker. Yeah. Basically, it's just a rush in.
He's a rush in.
And our friend at Van Atkins Jewelers bring that to us. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it.
Yes,
back
she
in a
is.
Few.
Can't break them open and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Whether you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Let me give you guys a little reminder that we will not do a Rebel Yell program next week. Is that correct, Yancey?
That's it, the last breather. Then it's grinding for the next 9 months.
Oh, it's such a grind, an hour a week. Golly, how do we even do it?
Well, some of us got work outside of this, too.
Yeah. So, what I feel for is these guys that do 3 hours every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
How they fill that up. Golly.
You know, Chuck, let's start off before we get into the schedule here. You said an interesting name here, Damian Taylor, guy from Troy. We don't get the listing of the weight here, the Ole Miss guy, but he's 5'10", reportedly in that 215, 220 range.
Yeah, he's another thick kid.
Another big back. I mean, you got Logan Diggs, you got Damian Taylor. We're just talking about the big kids here.
Shakai Mills
Knight. Right. Trey Hall's going to be out this season, right? Torn Achilles.
I'm not sure.
The running back from Mississippi Gulf Coast. I thought he tore his Achilles there. Kiwan Lacy is kind of, you know, what we hear, kind of the leader out of the pack right now. What are you hearing more out of that running back room?
Well, just that, you know, that Lacy came out of spring as number one. But, again, Taylor wasn't here in spring. Mills Knight wasn't here in spring. So, it's a wait-and-see deal. I think they're very happy if Kiwan Lacy was the number one guy and Diggs was number two. I think they'd be happy with that. But I'm looking for a little changing of the guard myself. I think Taylor's going to pop up in this battle. I don't know why. I've seen some film on him. And
he's got good vision, breaks tackles. Yeah. I like him. I like him a lot. I think Logan Diggs is going to get better and better as the season goes on and, you know, more time from that injury and, you know, just kind of knocking the rust off. And How much do you think Ole Miss fans can expect out of Knight? He doesn't show up until summer, which now is like almost a year later than the other prospects. What I mean, running back is not difficult assignments as say an offensive lineman, obviously, or quarterback. What could Ole Miss fans expect from him?
I think any other year you'd see him playing, but now that you've got a senior in Diggs in front of him, a senior in Taylor in front of him, sophomore in Lacey in front of him, I don't think you'll see a lot of him myself. But that's not a knock on him. That's just, hey, you're behind, son, because you're young and you weren't here in spring, and neither was Taylor, but Taylor's a mature 22, 23, 24-year-old. I don't know, unless he's really exceptional, which I've heard he could be exceptional. I doubt you'll see a lot of him this year.
Then you take another player like Caleb Cunningham that was Ole Miss's only five-star recruit out of the high school ranks from the state of Mississippi, who I've heard has, you know, freakish-type athletic skills. But, again, like Knight, he doesn't report to Ole Miss until the summer. He's big into basketball as well. He wanted to graduate and go through his basketball season. How much does that hurt him not being here for spring?
Well, I think it hurt him, but at the same time, you're talking about three positions, sometimes four positions, where they do a lot of rotating. So they're going to need a lot of bodies. So I think that gives him a little more opportunity to get some playing time than it does, say, Knight, Mills Knight, when there's only one position there. You know, they don't run two backs. So they run a one-back system. So, you know, it's going to be hard for him to get on the field, whereas I think Cunningham could very well get on the field. He may have a situation for a while where they tell him to run specific routes and, you know, don't read the coverage, just run a specific route. But he'll get in there. I really believe he's going to play.
One true freshman at receiver, another prize recruited there is Winston Watkins, another guy that I'm hearing this summer during drills is kind of picked up where he left off in the spring after he turned their head during spring drills and even taking it to another level. I'm hearing it's going to be hard to keep him off the field. What are you hearing?
Same thing. I think he's going to play. I was impressed with him in spring until he got a little minor injury. It reminds me of a tall version of Elijah Moore. Just finds openings. He just has a knack for finding openings. Got really quality hands, catches the ball well, good speed. I wouldn't say he's a speed demon, but I guarantee you, I believe he's going to play this year.
You know, we were talking about the importance of finding that fourth defensive tackle, and one of the guys that could be looked upon for that is Andrew Maddox out of Oak Grove. Kind of put my ears to the ground over there at the IPF, and I'm hearing really good things about Andrew. Like you said, he went from 255, 260 back, you know, going into his senior year. He's up to legit 285 now, doing really good things out there. Are you hearing anything more on Andrew Maddox?
Just the same thing, Yancey, that he's got an opportunity. That's the main thing. I think if Akilo Stone was still here, the guy that left at the last minute,
I know it.
It would be hard for Andrew to break into that rotation. But there's an opportunity for him, and I think he'll take advantage of it.
Let's turn the page a little bit and look at the football schedule here, Chucky and Gary. When we look at that, you know, kind of break it down into quarters, you know, as – Jake was saying that was on a little bit earlier, winning that Kentucky-Arkansas matchups, getting a 4-0, starting with Georgia State, Kentucky, Arkansas, Tulane. Then you get to LSU and Washington State, Georgia, Oklahoma, South Carolina. You got five brutal games in a row after that. How important, Gary, do you think getting to that 4-0 is before you play LSU at home?
Now, obviously, you want to be 4-0 before you're doing that. Now, obviously, the BYU transfer gives Tulane maybe mm-hmm. a quarterback they didn't have mm-hmm. before that makes them a little more viable. But, I mean, obviously, you got to be 4-0. Because, to me, the part of the schedule is when you get by Washington State and you got what are really your two road games, right? Beat the state of Mississippi for 9 out of the 12 games.
Has that ever happened?
Mm-hmm. You've never had 8 home games.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you know, to me, I'm not like Jake that we had on earlier. I'm not taking Kentucky for granted.
Me neither. No. It still scares the dickens out of me.
They've got some SEC athletes, and they're at their place. It's a tough place to play sometimes. If you don't jump on them real quick, their fans will get into it.
Yeah.
Contrary to popular belief that they just sit there and wait on basketball,
yeah,
that's not really the truth. And I don't know what he's added offensively. That's going to be his key, because I don't think he did a great amount of bringing in a great talent on the offensive side.
Well, you know, what hurt Ole Miss? I mean, if Ole Miss would have been playing Kentucky later in the season, Gary, and gotten that adaptation to the SEC bowl, I think the outcome would have been much better. But they played such low level competition, and then boom, played Kentucky, right? Well, even though Kentucky only won a couple games, they played Georgia State, and then boom, they're at Kentucky. I don't know. It's just
with a new quarterback. I think you just have to watch that game and see. And I think what people forget about last year, they had two giant defensive tackles that we couldn't block. Yeah. I mean, they stopped everything.
Yeah.
And that's where the game to me was lost in the trenches.
Doubt. No doubt.
And I don't know if those guys are gone now or
they are.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, they were 6'6", 330. You know, we didn't do a very good job against those cats.
You two, what is there one matchup that you look at and say that's the most difficult matchup, just from a matchup wise? I mean, we're all going to look at Georgia and say, you know, that's the at Georgia, but just on a matchup wise, is there one that stands up to you that just doesn't look good?
Well, I wouldn't say it doesn't look good, but I think LSU would be close to us in talent wise. Overall, they're going to have speed, they're going to have athletes, they always do. And I think Nussmeier is underrated.
Yeah,
I think he's underrated.
Really good quarterback.
We've got a lot of, not I don't want to say a lot of fans, but we have some fans that don't respect him very much. I think he spins it pretty good.
Yeah. What about you, Gary?
I'm glad that at the end, in between that little run of Georgia, Oklahoma, South Carolina, they get the Citadel before Florida comes in.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna be beaten up pretty. You know that's three rough.
I mean, Tulane's not going to be easy. You got their head coach down there. You know, this game. He loved his time. Summerall did at Ole Miss, but you know, you want to get at your buddies too, mm-hmm. and you know he wants Ole Miss.
I'm like Gary now.
I like Lagway at Florida now, the quarterback, and give him a whole season under his belt to get there near the end.
Hey, don't underestimate Sellers at South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
He got better and better and better after we played him.
No doubt.
He looked awful against us, but as the season wore on, he got more comfortable. He's a weapon.
I think Ole Miss had, was it 13 players at the NFL Combine last year? South Carolina had like 12, and, you know, they're recruiting even at a higher level than Ole Miss on the high school front. You know, but you look at it, you go at Kentucky. And then Arkansas, you know, I'm always going to have the bad feelings about Arkansas. Then you got Tulane, which is no joke, LSU, Washington State, Georgia, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. I mean, that's
– who's your Wake Forest this year that you were
– Kentucky.
Yeah, early,
Kentucky,
right?
Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's the one. I'm so glad I was so wrong about – Wake Forest last year, but that Kentucky game, man, I don't know if it was 1993 when we lost, Ole Miss, lost in the last second there. That's just sent me something about Kentucky. Me and a buddy actually drove up to that game, got so mad after the game. Chucky, it was a night game, and we were staying at the hotel, and we ran and got our clothes and drove straight back. We didn't get back to about 10 in the morning.
That's what I did after we were Valpo'd.
That was the first out-of-town date I took my wife on. I can't believe we got married after that.
I can
tell you some stories about that Valpo game. but, you know, matchup-wise, Georgia, you know, playing at Georgia, we all have memories 2 years ago there. Obviously, that's going to be a really tough one. I I think Ole Miss is going to get their – LSU is going to get their best shot against Ole Miss. I think Lane's going to have them ready to play against LSU and Florida. Those are the two. And, I mean, Kentucky's obviously another one. But, you know, he loves to poke at DeNardo from LSU. Loves to poke at the, you know, LSU head coach over there. Brian Kelly loves to – you know, the whole Florida deal, what they wanted him to come be the coach and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I just think he's got a bad taste about last year, knocking him out of the playoffs. I don't know. I'm with you. I think South Carolina, and I'm going to go back to Kentucky. Those are the ones that you say they're supposed to win that scare me the most.
The one that makes me nervous is Oklahoma because it's on the road, and I think that Venables is desperate.
I think Venables is fired after this season.
Yeah, well, if he doesn't turn it around, he's fired.
I don't think Oklahoma's going to – they'll be lucky to win 7 games. That's my prediction on that.
That's good. I hope you're right on that.
That's my – he's a sitting duck.
So the Citadel is your Wake Forest this year.
No, it's Kentucky. It's Kentucky. And Tulane, if you want to be non-conference, I mean – Summerall was such a good
– John, yeah, he's a good
coach. Just a good guy, good coach, good everything. And Tulane has just been sneaky good these last few seasons. I mean, we're going on five, six years
listen,
in a row.
People tend to forget that it was a one-score ball game Davis kicked a 56-yard field goal kind of late in the game.
I think it was 6 points, not even seven.
No, that's what I'm saying. His field goal made it a two-score game late in the game, and that's the only time I breathed in that game because they played
toe-to-toe. I think it's going to be a great season. I'm just excited for the fans. You get home games, you know, against teams like Tulane and Washington State, and they're not playing Slippery Rock for 4 games like we've seen the last few years, and it's just so boring.
You know who's happy to see this schedule? And business owners in Oxford.
Dagum right.
8 weekends.
Yeah. eight weekends. But having the fans excited, I mean, I don't care. When you're coming in to see all these lower-level schools in 102-degree weather, it's not a whole lot of excitement. Just hitting. And I'm glad to see it.
That's the first game has inborn excitement always, but
right.
But beyond
kick
that,
off the season.
But beyond that, you're right. I mean,
Citadel's at the end of the season, and like you said, that's a perfect break after you go that brutal stretch of LSU, Washington State, Georgia, Oklahoma, South Carolina. Then you get Citadel to go for Florida and Mississippi State. So the fans will still be in there by then. I love the schedule. I think this is the way it should be. I hope the committee doesn't just look at wins and losses and actually looks at how good a team is for the playoffs.
They don't do that. They're going to look at wins and losses. You win 10 games, you're in.
So the Bucs got to meet the road somewhere. There's no way they can continue that, or it's just going to be 4 slippery rocks for everybody.
you win 10 games, you're in.
Which is what Penn State did, if you go look at their non-conference schedule. Of course, they play nine in the league. Portion of the show brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929. 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you.
I'm a lover, man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, let's put the finish on this Rebel Yell Hotline and remind you again, off next week, and then we'll come back in August and get ready for a game on August the 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective. The mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes.
Yeah, I touched on it a little bit earlier. Ole Miss received a commitment from four-star safety Craig Tuitt out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and beat out the Vols, Chucky, which is a huge victory there. He's 6'1", 180. He's rated the number 9 safety by On3 Sports Composite. Really huge pickup at a position of need. And as I was saying in the five thoughts before we got cut off on air there, yeah, they need to pick it up in some other areas, but we all know defensive back is a big deal for this class, and that seems to be the position they're hitting their most targets. So that is good news there. And this moves up Ole Miss up to number 20 in the team rankings. On commitment watch right now, we have your boy, Chucky, July 25th, four-star defensive back, NASCAR McCoy out of Buford, Georgia.
Love the name.
Will make his decision between Ole Miss and Georgia.
Well, today he put a little thing up on social media that had Georgia, A&M, Ole Miss, Michigan, Miami.
Yeah. I think people are thinking that it's going to come down between Ole Miss and Georgia. I don't know how much Georgia's putting a huge priority on him. We'll see on that, but it seems to be those two right now. Four-star defensive lineman Deuce Geralds has announced he's going to make his decision on August 2nd. Ole Miss, Oregon, Michigan State, and Ohio State are the finalists, but unfortunately right now it appears Oregon has all the momentum. That is unfortunate.
I hate that because he's a legacy.
I know.
A good kid.
Good kid.
Comes from a good family.
Good family, good father, everything. On the good side, also on August the 2nd, four-star linebacker Ant Davis, another one of my favorite names, out of Logansville, Georgia, will make his decision between Ole Miss, Michigan, Alabama, and Auburn. The 6'1", 210-pounder is ranked at the number 20 linebacker in the country. And from what I'm hearing right now, all the tea leaves are pointing towards Oxford. Leechsfield, Mississippi, 2026 top 100 wide receiver Jace Matthews will announce on August the 8th between Ole Miss, Auburn, LSU, and A&M. Unfortunately, LSU seems to be training right now for the nation's number 6 wide receiver, and they also got Keys. But I bet you between Keys and Matthews, Ole Miss will end up with one of those before it's all said and done.
Well, all I know is that in the last couple of years, Ole Miss
signed the top prospect.
I mean, they're battling with everybody. They're not afraid. I mean, I can remember years when it said, yeah, it's between Ole Miss and Southeastern Louisiana and Delta State and Troy.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see that anymore.
Well, you know, wide receivers should self-recruit at Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin's offense, and he's – getting the big dogs out of the state of Mississippi, especially for receiver. I just think between Matthews and Keys, he's going to get one of those. My best guess is going to be Matthews, but they're after Keys hard too. And, you know, must be said, Calvin Bolden really did an outstanding job at Ole Miss, went to LSU. I don't know what the official title he has over there, but he's, you know, the big dog for the recruiting now, and he had a good relationship with those Mississippi kids, especially the South Mississippi kids and Matthews and Keys. So that's something that you got to take in consideration as well with LSU.
I'll tell you what, if what I heard that he's making at LSU versus what he made here is true, I don't blame him. I mean, it's almost double.
Yeah. And his kid lives on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, his boy does, and he's going to be a senior.
And you know, Austin, that went down there as a general manager, he's making damn near $1 million now.
Good gosh.
I mean, that's crazy.
I've heard that he didn't leave on the best of terms there, and maybe he's trying to pluck some guys at Ole Miss to really nag at Lane. So I don't know that.
I don't either.
Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. They've got you covered, home and business. Certified GAF Master Elite Contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text 662-644-4297 or go to the website riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good, we're a week away from football players reporting officially for fall camp. They've been here all summer, but officially report. And it can't get here quickly enough. There's been nothing positive to talk about for a month now other than a couple of commitments, and the message boards and storylines are getting stale and repetitive. It's time for some football. Amen, said the choir.
Yes, sir.
Bad and ugly. Well, another shooting incident has now cost an Ole Miss football player, freshman defensive end Corey Light Adams, his life. Happened in Memphis Saturday night, and just another sad example of how little some people think of human life. Fortunately, no other Rebel players were seriously injured, but it was just luck of the draw that they weren't. RIP to Corey Adams. I hope you will be remembered as more than a statistics, and prayers to his family. It's just got to be a terrible time
here.
For them.
Yeah, just awful. Awful.
All right, back in 2 weeks.
And we're going to be ready. Hotty toddy.
We got just a little bit of time.
We were talking about schedule, but nobody predicted a record. I don't do that, but you guys do.
I do. I'm sticking by 10-2. I think, like, when Pate graduated and T. Higgins, was that his name? I can't remember. T. whatever it was. They kind of took that next step, maybe with a team not quite as good as when Pate was there. I think that's going to happen to Ole Miss this year, and they're going to be 10-2.
Over-under is 8.5, so you're going over.
I'm going over.
I'm going
last
over.
Last year it was 9.5, and they won 9 games. That's how close Vegas gets these things. Yeah. So I think 10. I think Ole Miss is a good bet.
All right. Now we're done.
Hotty toddy.
Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.